Hey there. I'm glad you're joining us for the virtual energy circle, or maybe you're just doing this after the fact, which is fine too. So during this one, our theme is all about creating vibrant wellness. And basically what I'm about to do is take you verbally through the sheet that goes with this session. So you can either read it or you can listen to this audio. But at the very least, you'll probably need to print out or do an electronic copy of page three because that's where you'll actually be writing some stuff down. So go ahead and do that. And then when you're ready, come back to this audio. So putting a little prep time in before the session is really going to accelerate your results. So you get to customize your experience to get the most benefit out of it. So first off, we're going to be working right before a new moon in Virgo. So new moons are a terrific time to set new intentions in your life, start new things, break old patterns. And with Virgo's influence, you'll want to pay attention to any old or painful wounds, particularly emotional ones that might be showing up as physical illness or could show up as physical illness at some point. Virgo is an amazing healer, but you have to be willing to put yourself first. So, can you do that? It might be in the form of self-care that's not something you've made a priority up until now. It will be important to spend time processing your emotions from whatever your deepest emotional wound is. If what you've been doing hasn't been working, then this is the perfect opportunity to find a new path. But you have to be willing to put yourself first. And don't forget to be gentle with yourself. Virgo is also a big fan of organization and details. So after our session, go ahead and get organized by writing down exactly what changes you plan to make. Make them doable daily activities that you can consistently perform over the next 30 days. You'll have a chance to course correct at the full moon on October 5th. The big change theme from the total solar eclipse we had on August 21st will continue to support any change you want to make in your life. So this is a great chance to make small changes that can have a really big impact for you. It's not about an extreme makeover, but about finding a few small changes you can make consistently that address your deeper wound. So while we're having that session right before the new moon, or maybe you're listening to it after that, which is perfectly fine. The new moon just adds a little bit to it. But we're also going to be doing some energy balancing and we're going to dip into some subtle energy work you may or may not have used before. And I love these particular techniques when working with emotions and deeper patterns that can sometimes lead to physical issues. We'll be working with three things to shift energy and support healing for things that block vibrant wellness or can block vibrant wellness. So the first thing is radiant circuits. So our radiant circuits support all of our other energy systems. I mean, all of the energy systems work together, but the radiant circuits is a little different because it kind of touches everything. They are super responsive to thoughts and emotions and can really activate our inner healers by tuning into your deepest wisdom. They are exactly how they sound. They're energy circuits that can travel anywhere in and around the body to support radiant emotions and vibrant wellness. They are our most direct route to joy and emotional healing. So we're going to touch on those. We're also going to use an infinity pattern. So a lot of times you're going to hear this called figure eights. Our bodies absolutely love figure eights, that infinity loop. We'll be using them to make a huge difference in your wellness if you practice consistently over time. They are great connectors. Just like radiant circuits, they travel between energy systems, connecting them and communicating well-being. Figure eights also process info between physical, emotional, and spiritual levels. So a lot of times we may have things going on at several levels that eventually manifest physically. So figure eights help us connect and translate that information. And then the third energy technique we're going to be working with is diamond pattern. So this is an interesting one to me. Donna Eden actually did a diamond inlay technique at a workshop I attended many years ago. And while that is a way more extensive session, what stuck with me was how important the diamond pattern is to our bodies. I'll be using a simplified technique that encourages the diamond shape as a tool for balancing energy and creating new patterns. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. And then, as with all these sessions, you can accelerate it with essential oils and crystals and stones. So the essential oils that I'm going to suggest, there's a few that promote radiant health. Actually, there's a lot of them that promote radiant health, and they all have a lot of properties, antibacterial, antiviral, and all of those kind of things. So you really can't go wrong with adding essential oils into your health and wellness routine, but I'm going to talk about three of them because these three in particular can not only be used for wellness, but can be used for a ton of other things in your life and in your home. So they're super useful to have on hand. One of them, if you attended the last energy circle, is something that you probably already have, but we'll talk about those in just a second. So people always ask me which essential oil company to buy from, and I always say no company carries every essential oil, so it depends on what you need. So do your research, find out how they source their products and test them to ensure purity and safety. And also get your money's worth by making sure any single oil you purchase is undiluted therapeutic grade oil, meaning it just contains one pure type of therapeutic grade essential oil and is not mixed with carrier oils. So I use doTERRA. I also use a couple of other things, but I use doTERRA more and more. And although it's not the only company I buy essential oils from, it's one of the few companies that are really dedicated to creating high quality therapeutic grade oils that they routinely test for purity. And because of that, I don't have to think about what I'm buying from them. Plus, they're super committed to empowering and giving back to communities globally. And so, you know, if you want to find out more about them, let me know. But honestly, they are among the best essential oils I've used. So I can tell you more about those if you want, but you can also get whatever oils anywhere that you've done your research and you know the quality and the value. So the three we're going to use, lemon essential oil, lavender essential oil, and peppermint essential oil. And if you're into essential oils at all, you probably already have these three, so it will be super easy for you. But lemon essential oil is probably one of the most versatile. If you want to cleanse your body, your emotions, your environment, lemon can really help. It aids in digestion, supports internal cleansing, purifies air and surfaces, and can even uplift your mood. And we'll talk more about that during the session. The second one, lavender oil, is also a truly versatile oil. Not only does it lead to calm and relaxation, which is a great stress reducer, but it also promotes peaceful sleep and reduces anxious feelings, which are incredibly powerful when you're talking about wellness. On top of all that, it's a great skin soother for bites, dry skin, all of that. So it's got multiple purposes. And then peppermint oil, when I'm feeling really under the weather, I alternate between diffusing a combo of lemon and peppermint. And then diffusing doTERRA's On Guard. And I flip back and forth until I'm better. Peppermint really promotes clear breathing and alleviates occasional stomach upsets. And it just gives you that really, that amazingly cleansing and just a really clear feeling when you breathe it in. So sometimes I'll rub it between my palms and then take a really nice deep breath in. And plus on top of that, it repels bugs. So it's amazing. So a couple of ways you can do these. You can either apply them to the skin. So you're going to want to dilute these though, especially peppermint. And a couple of cautions. So you can use fractionated coconut oil or almond or apricot or any other oil of your choice to dilute. And then a few cautions. So lemon can make your skin sensitive to sun. So if you're going to be out in the sun, just make sure you are not applying it directly to your skin and then going right out in the sun. Peppermint can be really irritating to some people when applied neat, which means without being diluted. So start out with just a little bit placed on less sensitive skin to see how you react. Lavender can be applied neat, but also make sure use sensitivity test it first on a small area, just in case if you've never used it before. The other way you can do this is diffusing in the air. If you have a diffuser, go ahead and pull it out. This is a great one to use for wellness. Follow the instructions on your diffuser and then add one of these essential oils. You can totally mix them together too, but try them out one at a time first to kind of get an idea of what that one particular essential oil does for you. Me, I love lemon and peppermint together, but we'll talk about ways you can use these during the session as well. So the other thing that can accelerate is crystals and stones. Just like essential oils, one crystal or stone can serve many purposes. It's really about the intention you set. So when it comes to healing, there are lots of choices in the crystal world, but for this session, I'm suggesting a few great all-around healing stones that also have many other uses. You don't need all of these or even big stones. Just get one of them that appeals to you. So read the descriptions I've included, and I'll say those out loud to you here in just a second. And really pick one that resonates with you. Don't worry, it'll be exactly what you need right now. So the three stones or crystals are amethyst, clear quartz, and rose quartz. And most of you have probably heard of these. So I just want to talk just briefly about the focus for each one of these for our session, and then just kind of listen, and whichever one resonates with you first or most, choose that one. So amethyst is much more than just a beautiful purple crystal, and I do love it because it's purple. It's really an all-purpose stone. It encourages cell repair, a healthy immune system. It even protects your balanced energy as you move through our world. It calms and soothes, making it a great stress reducer when paired with some of the properties of healing essential oils. And then there's clear quartz. This is one of my go-to crystals. What I love about clear quartz is that it's so versatile, affordable, and available. I've even heard it called the master healer, which I totally get, and with good reason. It supports healing on any level, from physical to emotional to soul and even past life. So where does your issue begin? That's where you want to set intention with this stone. And then the third one is rose quartz. I love, love, love rose quartz. There's any chance that your healing needs have an emotional or heart-centered component, rose quartz is there to help you heal at every single level, especially when there is a broken heart, abandoned inner child, or just a deep wound that you feel might have started at your heart center. It's time for a little extra love and light, and rose quartz can do that. So if you printed out that sheet or you have a copy, here's where I want you to do a little bit of work. So you've chosen your essential oils, maybe you've chosen your crystals or your stones or one of them. And now I want to talk a little bit about limiting mindsets and affirmations. So this is just my personal philosophy. I'm not a doctor. I believe that almost every physical illness has an energetic or emotional component to it. And sometimes we just don't seem to heal unless we address that invisible cause that manifests as physical symptoms, even if we've tried everything. I'm a huge fan of gratitude as a healing tool. When you're truly grateful, you're filled with light, love. It's hard for illness to take hold in that environment. And it's really easy for vibrant wellness to flourish in that environment. So let's practice some gratitude. So we're going to do three things. The first thing is, I'll tell you what they are. So the first thing is you're going to write down five things you're grateful for in your life. The second thing is you're going to write down five things you see yourself doing when you feel truly radiant and vibrant. And the third thing is you're going to select or create one affirmation that speaks positively about your health and wellness. So let's start with the first thing. So you're going to write down at least five things you're grateful for in your life, and you're going to make them, make at least one of them about your current health. So, and it could be anything, but at least one needs to be about health and wellness. So, for example, I am grateful for friends and family who laugh with me. So, come up with five things that you're really grateful and put a little thought into this. And I don't mean like conscious, I mean like kind of sit still for a little bit and just let thoughts flow through. And then jot down five of them that you're truly grateful, one of them being about your health and wellness. And go ahead and take the time to do that. And when you're finished, come back here. So you can just press pause now and come back. Okay, now I want you to write down five things you see yourself doing if you feel truly radiant and vibrant. So write these in present tense as though you're currently doing them. So if you were living a truly radiant and vibrant life full of vibrant wellness, what kinds of things would you see yourself doing that maybe you don't currently do today? So for example, I can see I run 5 miles and I feel so alive, I could run five more, which is not necessarily true for me today, although I do run some. But if I was really vibrant and healthy, I could totally see myself running down the beach like that, running 5 miles and not even feeling tired enough to where I could run, another five. So pick five things like that that you see yourself doing or being. And when you're done, come back here. So you can put a pause and then go write these down and then come back. And then the last thing is I want you to come up with an affirmation that speaks positively about your health and wellness. So it needs to be in present tense, something that speaks to what you feel might be your weak spot about your thoughts about your body, about wellness, something like that, something that might be keeping you from vibrant wellness. So there's some examples on the sheet, things like my body knows exactly how to support healing and I'm grateful it's doing it right this moment, and I deserve to heal and I'm grateful it's easy for my body to support healing. So you can use one of those if it resonates with you, or create something completely on your own. And if you're still stuck and nothing just seems quite right, get online and search for affirmations for wellness and see if something pops up for you that just really resonates with you. And then write it down on your sheet under where it says my affirmation. And take a little bit of time to really come up with the one that speaks the most to you. Go ahead and pause, and we'll come back and talk about supercharging your session. So, once you're done with the session, just some things to think about. You don't have to do them right this moment, but just kind of to put them in the back of your mind. There's some ideas to supercharge your results after our energy circle. So choose one or two maybe to practice consistently over the next month. You'll have a chance to course correct in a couple weeks at the full moon if you're doing this starting at a new moon. Because that full moon is a time to illuminate what's working and what's not. So we'll figure out, any of these things that you choose, whether it's doing anything for you or not, and maybe shift course a little. So the first one is download the audio recording from the energy session and listen to it several times this week as you balance your energy. Include your essential oils, your stones, and your affirmation if you can. The second thing, place your stone of choice, either your amethyst, your crystal quartz, or your rose quartz, in the health section of your home according to feng shui. So if you're standing at your front door, it's the middle left section of your home. So in feng shui, they typically divide it up into nine quadrants. So if you need to go online and look up Bagua image online if you're still not sure where it is. And sit with your stone as you say your health affirmation. Do that once a day. The third thing you can do is wear your chosen stone, your amethyst, your crystal quartz, or your rose quartz as a beaded bracelet or a necklace, or place a small stone in your wallet or purse. Fourth thing, apply or diffuse one of the essential oils and say your affirmation out loud to yourself, setting an intention to release your fears around wellness and allow the possibility of your affirmation to be true, even for just one moment. And then finally, post your affirmation somewhere you'll see it each day, your bathroom mirror, your refrigerator, lock screen on your phone, screensaver, and take a moment when you see it to say your affirmation to yourself. So, looking forward to seeing you at the energy circle, or if you're listening to this after the circle, then looking forward to sharing that with you. Thanks.